special session meeting Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. Would everyone please stand for the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. All right. Would you please call the roll?
Commissioner O.
Here.
Vice President Nix.
Here.
President Bergman.
Here.
Commissioner Nicholson.
Present.
All right, that'll take us to our public comment period for today's meeting. Members of the public wishing to address the Civil Service Commission on matters other than those scheduled below may do so when recognized by the president. Presentations are limited to 3 minutes per individual. Is there anyone here wishing to speak to the commission at this time? None. Okay, we're going to schedule some future hearing dates.
Okay. So, good morning, Commissioners. Mark McKibben. Mr. Siemens and I have been working together as we work through a couple of issues. But first, I want to just again confirm we have a termination hearing on September 24th and 25th. It's been on your calendars. So that one is confirmed.
What?
September 24th.
And 25th. Oh, September. Okay. September. What about August? Are we still looking?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
I'm going to start with what I
know.
Okay. Okay. I got those.
So, yeah, September 24th and 25th, that's a termination out of the Social Services Department.
Yes.
Pre-hearing is coming up in a couple weeks, so we're on track for that one.
Mm-hmm.
The hearing is scheduled for the 27th and 28th of August.
Yes.
That was the termination of the Sheriff's Department. We have a request from the appellant for a continuance to reschedule. And in the continuance request, there's an indication the attorney would be available the first couple weeks in November.
Mm-hmm.
To have some discussions about that.
Yeah, do you want to go into, well, that's not noticed for closed session. So, but did you get a written request? Because I have not gotten that. So you did get that?
Yes.
Okay.
I
did not get that. When did you get that?
I think yesterday, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe over the weekend. I know this triggered over the weekend. The reason the request is because they've changed attorneys within the firm that we signed the case to.
And death of the father.
We're going to deny that.
We sent a reminder to them on Friday about the dates for the documents, and then we received this information over the weekend.
Okay.
But Mr. Siemens has been involved.
I didn't get this, Mark, but that's okay.
Okay.
So this is Mr. Raines, and I spoke to Jenna Morton about this yesterday, and basically Mr. Raines has a different lawyer at his firm who is going to handle this case, Susan Jarrett, and her father passed away. That's almost always grounds for a continuance that we have to honor. I was suspicious because I have some other issues about Mr. Raines and another matter which we'll talk about in closed session, and which you emailed me about, Jeannie, which I'll tell you about in closed session. And Jenna confirmed that Ms. Jarrett was assigned to the case in the middle of July.
Oh.
That was my thing. I was worried that this
we
was
didn't
a...
have that knowledge.
No, I did not know that until Jenna told me that. And there's a declaration here from her. Her father passed away on July 24th, and she's on leave and definitely dealing with that. So that's possibly good cause, obviously. But I thought he was trying to say that it was his case. He's trying to use the fact that his attorney's father passed away to get a continuance. And then we had discussed October dates. They were available. But I am gone the week of the commission meeting in October. So the issue was, A, do we continue it? And B, do the next normal scheduled date that would go on in the commission's life would be November, the week before Thanksgiving. So do we do that? Or do we try to get a date in September, October is the other point. Secondly, based on my call, and Mark, I don't know if you know all this, chime in anytime. Mr. Raines emailed me back and Jenna emailed me back. This is a but termination, but lots of video of one incident. We don't have multiple things like in the other appeal we're deliberating on today. And they swear, both counsel, what was the last consensus, a day or two?
Jenna suggested 2 days. Rain's thought a day and a half. There are 3 witnesses on each side.
2 days.
You'll be the expert witness.
2 days.
And so.
Yeah, so I was shocked that we had an excessive force peace officer termination in 2 days, but I believe them now. I think, do you believe them now from reading the?
It's much more discreet, and given that the commission previously heard information on what is excessive force, I believe that it would go more quickly than the previous one. But we're looking at 6 witnesses in total.
So we could hold them to that. The commission can issue a written order and all that from today. But the issue is, do we?
We did.
And then Jed, you had emailed about some.
I'm not available until November.
You're not, okay.
No, that's what we talked about at the last time.
Yeah.
I have a trial in the beginning of October and a trial in the beginning of November.
It's fine with me. I'm just reluctant to let people string things out, and I'm always a watchdog on termination continuances because of the potentiality of back pay. The counter argument is, if the county doesn't want to pay back pay, then they should call up the lawyer for the appellant and settle and resolve it. So the back pay clock is a precipitating factor for getting the county to settle as well. So,
yeah, and just for perspective on that, the termination was March 29th. The pre-hearing was held in May. Pre-hearing was held in May. At that time, scheduling, the calendar was busy for June, July, and August. That's how June and July, so that's how we got to this point. But to further Mr. Seamus's point, it was March termination date.
So
who participated in the May pre-hearing? Which attorney? Was it a woman, or was it?
Mr. Raines via phone.
So magically it switched to her in July.
I was suspicious. I'm not going to be unsuspicious. However, it's been alleviated a little bit from the declaration and, you know.
So, Jed, do you have any time in the first part of September?
Well, he looks at his calendar.
Like the 11th and 12th or 10th and 11th?
I'm concerned about making a long postponement.
I am too.
If we can possibly.
10th, 11th, or 12th, any 2 of those 3 days.
But the thing that concerns me also is the comment in that brief saying on leave indefinitely.
They're going to have to find a lawyer that'll take it.
Yeah.
We're going to give them a date, and they're going to tell them that they're going to do it.
To echo Bob's point, they're getting their continuance, right? If it's not August 27th and 8th, they're getting it.
Right.
And everybody has different issues when someone passes away. I have an expert witness right now whose mother, I think, passed away, and he's the executive of her estate. So he has to grieve and immediately start doing work.
Right.
And the administrative law judge denied my continuance. And I have no expert, and his mother just passed like the week before my hearing. And so he's not engaged. I can't talk to him. So
probate, though, he has 45 days.
I'm sorry, Cindy?
For probate, he has 45 days before he has to file.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
Those dates.
Unfortunately, you know.
I'm sorry you know that, yes.
I know that.
Those 2 dates are 3 dates you're looking at. It's only a 2-week delay from where they're set. I think that would work for me.
Okay.
That looks like it works for me, too.
All right.
Which dates are you looking at?
10, 11, 12.
10, 11. 10, 11.
2 of the 3 days, 10,
or
11, 12. 12.
In yeah.
September.
I'm good with both of those.
All 3 of them?
All 3 of them, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. You want to go with the 11th and 12th?
I'd prefer the 10th and 11th.
Okay, 10th and 11th.
That's good.
And so there's no turnaround in this. These are the dates. If they don't show, they're forfeiting.
Okay. So we're working with Mr. Seamus to send the appropriate.
Yeah. Will you send that language?
All prepared.
Sorry, order. 11th and 12th. I have a hearing.
11th and 12th.
Oh, 11th, 12th?
Yeah, 11th and 12th, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have technically a hearing set that I'm trying to continue, which I've got coverage for if it all goes, but I just want, by way of disclosure, let you know that I've got a veterinary medical board hearing at the moment, but I think it'll be all right. So 11 and 12, and then I invoke the rule 4.05 that says, you know, show, you know, get your appeal. And then Mark and I will work on an order, and President Bergman, I will get that to you via email to issue and sign.
Mark, as far as the 2 dates now, we have the 27th, 28th, Are you going to need either one of those dates? Is it a regular meeting on the 28th or what?
On the regular meeting, it is possible, not for a hearing, but a preliminary matter. There is an appeal out of the Public Works Department where there's a question outstanding whether or not the commission can grant the relief requested because of, you're aware of that, Mr. Siemens.
Yes.
So we're looking to get a pre-hearing on that particular topic, and we'll probably just use your regular date.
The 28th.
But will you be able to, I don't see a need for an extra date for that matter. Would you, Mr. Siemens?
No, I think we need 2 hours for that matter.
Okay, so that would be on a regular meeting on the 28th, so we can now release the 27th.
Okay, and that would be the only item on the agenda?
Besides regular business.
Okay.
So the situation, Mark and I are being cautious to not tell the commission too much because you have to have it presented from the parties. The appellant, what is his Department of Public Works?
Public Works.
Department of Public Works employee, it's a termination case.
Mm.
And he's at the moment self-represented, which often happens through the pre-hearing conference that Mark has conducted, or Chip, I don't know who conducted it, somebody.
Yep.
And there is a court order ordering the employee to keep away from the workplace.
Hmm.
And his relief sought in the appeal is that he wants reinstatement. So if the commission were to reinstate him or do any modification of the termination, it's going to violate a court order. And so...
It's a restraining order?
Yes, hmm. Workplace restraining order. So the issue, I guess Commissioner Nicholson is, I don't know how a workplace restraining order could be modified and all of that, but at this moment, okay, let me ask you, you're shaking your head. Hard to modify? Can the commission, if the commission wants to put the guy back to work and there's a workplace restraining order?
I guess it depends on what the definition of workplace under the restraining
order. Are we taking this too far to talk about?
No, I think we're okay, because this all has to come in via evidence. This is just logistics. So
I don't think we show me a case that says we have the power on this administrative board to set aside a superior court order.
Well, in the writ petition challenging it is going to go to the same superior court that ordered the workplace. That's my, you know, so.
Yeah, I don't see that as an issue, I think. But if you already have a restraining order saying you can't come to work, there has to be evidence, you know, preponderance of the evidence showing that is for whatever the safety or whatever the application for, and the Superior Court judge has looked at that already. I don't know how. I mean, we can say you go back to work, but that's, you can't set aside that order.
Right.
We don't have the power to.
So you have the power to do the appeal, you have the power to set aside the termination and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem at the moment is the employee is self-represented, but because it's a termination with a potential hearing day being set, the mm-hmm. union then may assign counsel, which would be helpful. So the plan is as follows with your blessing. We'll set it for hearing August 28th, which is the regular day,
mm-hmm.
for 2 hours, and maybe we'll say that. Before, when I spoke to Chip next week, he's trying to do a pre-hearing.
Correct.
And I am supposed to attend that.
Correct.
And I'm on call to attend that. A couple days I'm available. At the pre-hearing, Chip Spence and the employee and I would sit down, and I'm going to tell him, the commission doesn't have the authority to grant your appeal, so what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, work it out. Jenna will be there. Jenna Morton is county counsel on this. And so try to talk him out of it. If we can't talk him out of it, then we would have briefings submitted before the 28th. We all show up on the 28th. He makes his pitch, pro per, perhaps. Jenna makes her pitch. And then the commission issues a decision that the commission can't issue a decision. If that's what you all decide. None of what we're talking about to address President Bergman's concern is evidentiary. You know, this could all be completely different when we see the paperwork. But he's entitled to an appeal, he's entitled to a decision. We just know that we think it's not gonna work out.
Is he represented or not represented?
Not yet, but there's a likelihood he could be once it gets set for hearing.
Well, then maybe that would be helpful to him.
Yeah, and I'm gonna talk to him next week with Chip or Mark and try to say, hey, this is the deal. What are you thinking you're wanting? Because, you know, I'm going to recommend to the commission that you don't decide because it'll violate a court order. And that's going to be the writ. Do you want a written decision that says we're not going to decide your decision? And that's what you're up against. So get rid of this or do something different. Go hire a family law attorney and go hire a other civil service attorney. And so I'm going to try to talk him out of it. But if I fail, we'll have one set of briefing in advance, and then we'll issue a one-page decision based on the 28th, if that's okay.
And I'm not going to be there on the 28th. I have three hearings in the morning, so.
Sure. Are the three of the rest of you available that day so we have a quorum?
Yeah.
You're going to miss all the fun, but I understand.
I can listen.
Yeah, actually, that's true, too.
So August 27th is off now.
Off, yes.
Do you want to do the 27th instead of the 28th? We have both days reserved, or we could switch the regular meeting. We have enough time for notice right now.
Mm-hmm. That would work for me, the 27th.
Can we decide switching a meeting without having it noticed?
Let's wait a little bit until you have your meeting before we decide.
This is a special meeting. You're correct. This is a special meeting, so no.
It's not on the agenda,
no.
So.
Right now, we're just doing calendaring, so we can't, mm-hmm. Jeannie, you're right. We would notice another special meeting for the purposes of switching that meeting.
So after the pre-hearing, next week, we'll report back to the commission, and we may move to the 27th to allow everyone to attend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got our plan.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the employee is entitled to his, quote, day in court, even though it's not going to work. And so that's all we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And Jenna was the counsel on the restraining order for the county. She's familiar with the court case. And I've talked to her about it, so it comes on pretty good information. It's not flimsy, but as I said, we need to have the documents in front of us and then make a decision.
Okay. So with all of that,
do we have to do anything on item 3 there to vote on it or not?
I still have another item.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, to clarify, we've confirmed the September 24th and 25th, August 27th, 28th has been, that hearing has been rescheduled to September 11th and 12th.
Mm-hmm.
An order will come to do that. I have a termination appeal from the Behavioral Health Agency that we would like to get dates for in November if possible. October seems to be complicated by
my schedule,
your schedule, and Mr. Cenas' schedule. So we could try to find some October dates for that termination hearing, but you have two of them in September. So I'm looking for 2 days in November for a termination hearing.
Do we know the complexity of it, like the person's position and any guesstimate of days or the type of conduct or?
The commission had heard an appeal from the appellant in a previous hearing.
Okay.
On a previous disciplinary level.
What department?
Behavioral Health Agency.
Mm-hmm.
From the same person this is?
Yes.
Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
So we're trying to estimate the length of time. We just got the appeal this last week, so we haven't gone through the pre-hearing process yet. But the information I do have is that this termination, that the appellant had previously come to the commission in another, appealing another disciplinary matter.
Okay.
And that's been ruled upon. And,
okay.
Yeah, so, but represented by counsel in this case.
Union or outside union?
Union.
Okay.
Well, union's counsel.
So are we looking at the third week of November?
But your regular hearing, yes, it would be November 20th due to the Thanksgiving holiday.
I mean, our regular meeting.
A regular meeting.
You said a regular hearing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Yes, your regular meeting.
Too much.
I got hearings on the brain.
Yeah.
Regular meeting is, thank you, November 20th.
Could we do it on that day or not?
So that would certainly be at least, you know, half of a day.
Yeah.
But as a typical, we're looking for another day on either side if that works in your schedules.
I'm fine with the 19th.
Yeah, that'd be
or
fine.
Or the 21st.
Either one.
Me too.
That'll work.
Do you want to set 19? It for the two?
Let's go
19th and 20th. 19th. That will be for the termination of the Behavioral Health Agency.
So what are we going to go with, the 19th or 21st?
I heard 19th
and
19th 20th. And
20th.
Yep.
19th special and the 20th year regular.
Okay.
We don't need an order for that. That's just a regular setting. You don't expect trouble. Haven't had the pre-hearing yet. No trouble yet.
Correct, no trouble yet.
Okay. Can you see the cynicism dripping in my eyes?
Yes, yes. So that's all I need for calendaring, just a general update. There are four grievances that are working through the process right now from various departments. We did settle one grievance this week out of the Sheriff's Department.
Seems like there's a lot of these coming out now.
A lot of activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the basis?
I think some of the impetus is we have new department heads and new division managers, and there's quite a bit of movement in many departments. And
okay.
So there are new expectations, and maybe where people weren't potentially being held accountable before. New demands, alliances being broken, they're speculation, but I'm close enough to it. I believe that's pretty much what's happening.
Okay.
We're doing
new
more
bosses with new rules.
New bosses with new
expectations.
And, and we are doing a huge effort on the county as far as training supervisors and managers and being more aware of their responsibilities. So I would say it's
does everyone go through the sexual harassment classes?
Yes.
All employees?
All employees do. The county has required that for quite some time. Now
okay.
The state of California has required it as well.
Right.
But yeah, everyone goes through the sexual harassment training.
Seems like some of this isn't getting through to some folks.
You know, the harassment has not been a topic of
yeah.
of any of these appeals.
Okay.
Of
well,
these
the one it was.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not seeing that. I'm really seeing
okay.
Lack of performance, not
okay.
responding to progressive discipline effectively has been most
okay.
of what's happening. Or egregious conduct.
Is there anything have to do with length of service, lack of, or somebody, it should be surprising that someone like this would have a problem?
I'm sorry, Mr.
Yeah, length of service having to do with, in some cases, it seems like it would be the younger employees. But there's no correlation with any of that.
Tenure, no.
Doesn't have any.
I'm seeing supervisors and managers get new relationships and taking their responsibilities as they need to as manager supervisors to work with employees.
Okay.
Many times it's worked, and so you never see those.
Yeah.
We're seeing them.
Okay.
Certainly the volume is significant more than I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah.
So are these going to be coming to the commission?
We're talking about grievances, so there's a three-step process
mm-hmm.
in the grievance. So unpredictable, I'm not at the point that I need any dates for those.
Okay.
Some of those I'm encouraging too, if we're predicting, we could bring it via brief to the commission. It's interpretation of rules or those kinds of things, or policy, which I don't think we could really don't need to have testimony for, but those are making their way through.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Seamus, do you have anything else on calendaring?
I don't think so, thank you.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Thank you very much.
And I'll work with you, or am I working with Chip on that one that's the pre-hearing conference he's assigned?
Correct.
You're just the calendaring guru?
Right,
got
but we'll be working on the reschedule for September 11th, 12th per the request that you have.
Yes, sir. Sounds great.
Okay, thank you.
And before you go, that rescheduling based on what President Berkman said, will we be sending an order like we've done before signed by our commission
president? Yes, ma'am. I'll
draft
that today.
Okay.
And the language will say,
this is it.
You know, the motion was considered. I'll have to find out when this was received because I swear I didn't get it in my
we'll
inbox, but whatever, that the commission considered the motion and that the it's granted, and then in light of all of the other, and I'll kind of probably say four or five other
right.
hearings and up to 10 days of hearing days the rest of the year, you know, the commission finds that it's going to be these days. I'll cite that other rule, and
it'll be
that
forfeiture if they don't show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not gonna deviate.
Yeah, that's what that rule says.
Good.
I'll put the language in there. And then where did you leave off in that one with respect to the pre-hearing stuff? Do I need any other dates or deadlines to be included in that order? And you can email me offline if you want. But
we will
I
do that.
Okay.
The clerk and I will sit down and look at the dates and
documents
will be needed probably second week of August.
Next week?
The third week, we'll probably go as far as the third week, given this scheduling, but we'll hold them accountable because we need time to prepare that.
Okay.
So we'll include that in the order.
Yeah, just let me know what you need in the order. I'll get that to Commissioner Bergman today by email, and we'll get that out.
Yeah, we assume they were preparing for an earlier date anyway, so some of it should be together already.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All
sounds
right.
Great.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For all your help.
Thank you.
Okay. to number five on the agenda. Reports, commission president, nothing to report. Commission council's absent, outside council. Nothing. And
nothing.
Commission secretary has reported already under item number three. So we're going to move now to closed session as per government code 54957, hearing and deliberations regarding appeal A18-14. So you can stop the record if you would. Back on the record, the commission has come out of closed session, which is item number four on our agenda for today. We've given direction to council to write a finding and decision, which we will consider at our next regular meeting. With that, the meeting's adjourned.
Okay.
Thanks.
And Rosa, keep these.